Welcome to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. This episode is powered by Dope Files, Test Squad, and C75 Live. So, I want to start this off by saying, you know, I appreciate all the love. I've been away for a minute, been getting some things in line, handling my business, but I'm back now, and we're going to take this in a whole another direction. You know, it's been a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of things going on in the country, a lot of things going on in other countries. And, you know, that brings me to the point that, you know, it raised a thought in my head was, you know, what's your motivation in life? You know, what makes you get up in the morning to go do what you need to do, to handle your business, to get to a further point that you plan to get to in life? You know, whether it be your family, your kids, you know, or other circumstances, other goals that you want to achieve, you know, what is your motivation? And, you know, what's your motivation in the darkest times in your life? You know, what helps pull you out of those depths? Is it a love for a certain thing? Is it a love for creativity? Is it a love for what is it? You know, like, a lot of people have to ask themselves some questions, and a lot of people know the answers to that question. You know, a lot of people don't know. Some people are on autopilot. You know, me, I just go because I know what's got to get done. I know I'm going to make it happen. And, you know, in a strange kind of way, that's my reward in life. You know, I make things happen. I make things happen for me. I make things happen for my family. And, you know, I make things happen for my kids. And, you know, with that said, I wanna dive into a couple of little areas of motivation and you know, being stagnant. So you know, we finna take this short break after this intro. We coming right back, man. This is the State of Hip Hop. Let's go. Welcome back to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4, man. We talking about motivation today. So the first area of motivation that I want to talk about is purpose. And this is my formula, so I share it with you. This is part of my thoughts. You know, purpose is one of the best forms of motivation that I've ever seen. And, you know, when you have purpose, or, you know, you have to get to a thing or get to a certain point, you gotta have a purpose. You know, whether it's your purpose in life, you know, or what you put on this earth for after you finally find out what that is to do. You know, some people won't find that out until you get, you know, when you're upper 50s and 60s, if you're blessed enough to see that far. Some people figure it out early. Some people are here to help others. Some people are help, you know, some people are, you know, are purely here to give advice. Some people are here to make things happen. Some people are doers. Some people are thinkers. This is what makes the world different. But, you know, with that said, you know, going back to this purpose thing, you know, I feel like that when my time is done here on this earth, I feel like that my work will be complete. And what I mean by that is, okay, you take everything, I'll take everything that I've done, that from let's say 1998 up until today, and what that means and how this translates is, you know, I've learned a lot, I've done a lot of things, I've met a lot of people, and I've been a lot of places. And, you know, it's all part of the bigger plan of getting to where you want to be in life. And that's what I think the biggest thing that, you know, a lot of us don't know. And it's like, you know, we feel like that, okay, well, I've got to do this, and I've got to do this a certain way because this is what I was taught to do. You know, I don't necessarily believe in that. You know, I believe in you're gonna make mistakes in life. You know, I believe that you're gonna have some shortcomings, and I believe that you're gonna do some things really well in life. This is what makes everybody different. This is what makes the world go round. And you know, with that said, you know, you're gonna lose a lot of people that you learn a lot of things from. As far as, you know, being individuals, like, you know, the old saying is, like, you know, the good die young. And you believe that. And the bad die young too. The thing is, people die. I mean, this is evolution. And, you know, I believe that your life's work or your body of work will define your legacy in life. So, you know, I this is my version of purpose. This is just a little peek in how what I feel like purpose is. This is the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. We get ready to dive into the second part of motivation. Welcome to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. We're talking about motivation today. The first segment I broke down in the purpose, you know, that was, you know, basically, you know, what drives you to go get it every day in life, what makes you get up in the morning and go get it every day and every day and every day and all over again. The second part, I want to talk about, you know, being at your lowest point and you know, how depression affects motivation and purpose. And I'll be the first one to tell you that, you know, being at your lowest point in life is an ugly pace. You know, I got friends that's still there every day, and they try to figure out, you know, how can they get the motivation just to, like, get up and go, you know, do something as simple as take a shower or get something to eat or go out or get out of the house. And I can tell you, you know, because I've been there. And you know, this is one of those times and one of those things where you need to lean on a friend. If you're blessed enough to have people to call you friends, it's one of those times you need to lean on them. And, you know, we as humans, we are so quick to, you know, shut people out because we... And the most important part about what I just said is the fact that you're not the only one on this earth. If you were the only one on this earth, then you would be able to deal with things on your own. You would be able to handle things on your own. You would be able to make all these decisions on your own. Now, we are our own people, man. We all are, you know, we're all blessed with brains and thought processes. And even with that said, we're still not the only person. There's still somebody that, you know, that you will have to answer to in some kind of capacity in life. So, you know, what this means and how I'm tying this back in is sometimes when people call and check on you, and, you know, they make, you know, may send you a text message or something to say, hey, how you doing, or, you know, anything, you know, they may stop by, you know, to check on you and see how you doing, if, you know, if they know you're feeling down or you're injured or your back is out or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that, you know, we should acknowledge that at some point to that person, you know, to show gratitude, because it's all part of the hierarchy of doing. It's all in the hierarchy of putting out, you know, the positive energy and wanting that energy to come back to you. So, you know, with that said, you know, that brings me to the next point is, you know, the energy that you put out is the energy that, you know, that is the energy that you should, you know, you should probably expect to get back. And even dealing with that, you know, an expectation is overrated at some time. And when I say that, I mean, like, okay, let's say, for instance, that this is kind of a twofold thing, because with an expectation, it's like, okay, you go to work, you expect to get paid. Okay, that's the expectation of you going to work. Now, on the flip side of that is when you're dealing with life outside of a job or any time or any type of thing that, you know, that you're compensated for your performance, then that doesn't really apply. Like, for instance, let's just say something as simple as you open a door for somebody, you know, or if you go in the store and then you open the door, you know, to open the door so somebody can walk in front of you, know what I mean? You're being nice, you're putting out positive energy, you're putting out good energy. At the same time, do you expect for them to say thank you? In your head, yeah, but the reality is they might not. So if they do, you know, that's that positive energy coming back. And, you know, you try not to worry about the negative things, but, you know, things are so, you know, twisted and backwards now that we're so quick to jump on anything negative that happens versus a lot of the positive things that are going on right now. Like, and you know, I want to talk about, you know, I'm getting ready to step on somebody's toes with this one, but I'm only going to be keeping 100 because that's all I know. Let's talk about these baby mamas and baby daddies out here. You know, you got some bad baby, you got some sorry baby mamas out here in this world, and you got some sorry baby daddies out here in the world too. You got a lot of people that, you got a lot of baby mamas that, you know, that say that, you know, they do for their kids, they do, you know what I mean, they want the best for their kids, and they feel like they don't get no help, but they don't want to help themselves and help their situation out. They just rather rely on what comes in. Then you got your baby daddies who say, all right, well, I'm trying to see my kids, I'm trying to be in my kid's life, but don't really lift a finger to try to do nothing. I mean, it's like, you know, you hear them yap all the time about, man, you know what I'm saying, she won't let me see my kids. Okay, well, why don't you go do something to help yourself see your kids? You know, this is about more than money, because I'm going to tell you right now, kids didn't ask to be here. And then you got your baby daddies who really out here trying to get, you know, trying to see their kids and do what they supposed to do. But they got a sorry baby mama who acts a fool every time she gets in. They puts money in front of the kid. You put a price tag on your kid, and you know, you only setting yourself up for a dangerous situation down the road. And that goes on both sides of this. So, you know, please believe me when I say that, you know, keep the positive energy. You know, it's, you know, times is hard, situations is hard, but don't make them harder than what they gotta be. You know, sometimes you gotta put your personal opinions aside, because it's for the greater good, and it's for the, you know, man, the betterment of the situation at hand. So, this is the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the State of Hip Hop. I am your host, 6-4. So to bring all this together, you know, when you got purpose, it's gonna motivate you to go do something in life. Do something great, do something small, do something medium, it don't matter. Cause it's not for everybody else to decide how great it is. It's for you to decide how great it is to you to make whatever you're trying to do happen. And you know, I wish nothing but the best for everybody, man. I'm sending out positive energy to everybody this year. And you know, to all the ones that's trying to figure out their way through life, keep pushing. Don't stop. Don't, you know what I mean, you're gonna make mistakes, you're gonna mess up, you're gonna hit bumps along the road, you're gonna get to mountaintops, you're gonna get to valley lows, you're gonna go through some things. But I can't stress enough how important it is for you to keep pushing in life. I mean, do not stop. And if you don't have the energy to or the motivation to do it, when somebody calls you, just tell them. You know, you keep things, you know, compressed. You keep things bottled up and bundled in, and it's gonna eat you alive. I've seen it. It's been me. You know, I've been in my darkest points in life where I feel like, you know, everything I did wasn't for nothing, didn't amount to nothing, didn't do nothing, the outcome was just trash the whole way around, because it was all in my mindset. And that's the last point that I want to bring across to y'all, is your mindset. You know, mindset is everything. You can't have a plan without your mind. Without your mind moving, without your mind and without your brain turning. So if the plan don't have to sound good to nobody, but if it makes sense to you, go after it. I can't stress that enough. Like I just said, man, you know, a plan is just a thought if it don't have action. I love y'all.